Thanks also to Kiharu Nakamura, who has written about her experiences as a geisha in the Shimbashi district of Tokyo and kindly spent an evening talking with me during the course of my research. I am grateful, too, for the thoughtful insights and empathetic concern of my brother, Stephen. Robert Singer, curator of Japanese art in the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, went to considerable trouble while I was in Kyoto to show me firsthand how aristocrats there once lived. Bowen Dees, whom I met on an airplane, permitted me to read his unpublished manuscript about his experiences in Japan during the Allied occupation. I'm thankful also to Alan Palmer for giving me the benefit of his extensive knowledge of tea ceremony and Japanese superstitions. John Rosenfeld taught me Japanese art history as no one else can, and made a university as gigantic as Harvard feel like a small college. I'm grateful to him for helpful advice all along the way. I'm profoundly in Barry Minsky's debt for the valuable role he played as I worked to bring this novel into being. In addition, for their kindnesses too numerous to recount, thanks to David Kuhn, Mary White, Kazumi Aoki, Yasu Ikuma, Megumi Nakatani, David Sand, Yoshio Imakita, Mameve Medwed, the late Celia Millward, Camilla Trinchieri, Barbara Shapiro, Steve Weissman, Yoshikada Tsukamoto, Carol Janeway of Knopf, Lynn Plachette, Denise Roussoff, David Schwab, Allison Tolman, Lydia Lagoda, Len Rosen, and Diane Fader. This concludes the reading of Memoirs of a Geisha by Arthur Golden. This book was read by Bernadette Dunn.